8 decades of oppression, of occupation, of apartheid. Today there are 6 million Palestinian refugees throughout the Middle East. 6 million. There are 750,000 Israeli settlers in illegal settlements. These are war crimes under international law. Israel ignored it. Apartheid, defined by Amnesty International, by the Human Rights Watch. Clearly apartheid, the world ignored it. Again and again, the world turned away. It took a genocide of the scale that we're seeing in Gaza for our state to recognise the Palestinian people, to officially recognise it. It actually took a genocide for us to do that. How many delays have we seen with Senator Francis Black's legislation for the occupied territories? Well, for Deputy John Brady's legislation, similar legislation. So this is why, when you have inaction, complicity, again and again internationally, why Israel believes it can attack boats with human rights activists in international waters, can attack them. This is why they believe they can get away with it every time. This is a moment for action. This is a moment where a message is sent clearly. We have seen people queuing up for food, starving to death, who were murdered by the Israeli state. Is it any wonder that the human rights activists are insisting that they deliver the aid directly to the people in Gaza? Who could trust the Israeli state when they murder starving people, men, women and children who are queuing for food? What level of obscenity, what will it get to before we take actual action? That's the context of why we have 22 Irish citizens, 300 human rights activists from around the world. We need concrete action from our government. We need an Israeli state that knows that they cannot stop them.